The Zookeeper's War, written by Stephen Conti and read by Jennifer Valetic. The air raid sirens bayed. Searchlights probed the dark and Berlin's outer flak ring opened fire, setting the birds in the aviary screeching and flapping. The zoo's blackout was total. Weeks had passed since the last air raid, and Vera was shocked by her body's quick recall, the lurching of her stomach and the trembling. As usual, she felt the vulnerability of the animals. Always there were casualties. Alongside her strode Axel, snow flicking off the boot of his good right leg. His limp was bad tonight. From the corner of one eye, Vera sensed the swaying of his shoulders. Then she turned and saw his barrel chest and felt oddly reassured, as if Axel were built of tougher matter than muscle and bone. They passed the waterfowl lake, the kitchens, and the administration, Vera longing to be back at the villa asleep. A flare lit the minarets of the primate house, and on the snowy hub of the roundabout she glimpsed Artur Vincens, the head keeper, a small, straight-backed man. He was too elderly for the army, though Vera feared that soon even Herr Vincens would have to go. Since Stalingrad, the regime had called up youths and older men. The keeper's breath was wreathed. In the west, the drone of bombers joined the rumbling of flak, and the search beams flailed like the legs of an upturned beetle. Axel greeted Herr Vincens in a jovial tone, then paused to watch a flare tinge the aquarium green, and silently Vera gave thanks for her husband's aplomb. A legacy, she supposed, of his service in the trenches half a lifetime ago. A gift to weigh against the shrapnel in his hip. Cut into the soil at the centre of the roundabout was a staircase that led down to a steel-plated door. Herr Vincens drew the bolt, and Vera followed him into the air raid shelter, which stretched beneath the garden bed as far as the sculpted elephant gates at the front of the zoo. Cantilevered planks along each wall could seat 200 people, but apart from nuisance attacks, there had been few raids in daylight when visitors were about, and at night only she and Axel and Herr Vincens sheltered here. Locals used the two tower bunkers in the Tiergarten, which together held 30,000 people. Herr Vincens lit a kerosene lamp and hung it from the ceiling, bolted the door, and handed out blankets and electric torches. From a thermos, Vera poured hot chicory into mugs, warming her gloves on the enamel. The droning of the bombers was louder than usual, and she glanced at the concrete ceiling. Axel tore newsprint into narrow strips, which they each dipped in a bucket and crammed into their ears, just as the flak on the tower bunkers opened up, shaking the earth. Vera straightened on the bench, her spine a spear, then leaned into Axel's loose embrace. Flak shrapnel clattered on the promenade, and overhead the bombers roared. The first explosions raised a wall of noise beyond anything Vera had heard before. She seized the plank beneath her thighs and the explosions rolled nearer, a bombenteppich. The carpet, she had thought, was a metaphor. It was vast this time. Axel let go of her and jabbed a finger at his throat, shocking her until she realized he was pointing at the cork tied around his neck.